It's a serious problem for many men, but in case certain authorities or children are listening, we can't say what it is. Instead, we'll tell a story about pitching a tent. Young Johnny used to pitch a tent with even the slightest breeze. But as he got older, things changed. He struggled to keep that tent up no matter how hard he or an appealing partner tried. He took Viagra, Cialis, and still had issues. And his camping life suffered. Until he heard about a guaranteed treatment from a clinic here in Chicago. New Mail Medical Center. With a custom blend of FDA-approved medications, no surgery involved, New Mail Medical helped Johnny pitch, keep it up, and enjoy timely camping like never before. New Mail can not only help you get your tent up, but prevent you from pitching too fast. Call 847-852-4144. That's 847-852-4144. If you don't respond to the medication on the first visit, that visit is free. For more info, visit newmail.com. That's NUMALE.com.
What's better than all punk and everything? Everything you need on GoPhone from AT&T. It gives you unlimited talk, text, and data usage with the first 1.5 gigabytes at high speed. Plus, it's only $40 a month after a $5 auto-refill discount. AT&T, mobilizing your world.
First payment is $45. $5 discount applied to monthly rate plan charge upon enrollment and auto-refill. After first 1.5 gigabytes, get data speeds up to 128 kilobytes per second. Additional charges and restrictions apply. See store for details.
Hi there, radio listeners. I'm Stephen Colbert, and I want you to know that as the host of The Late Show on CBS, I'll be doing commercial-free Tuesdays. And hold on. What? Okay, I'm being told that Tuesdays will, in fact, have many commercials, maybe even more. Okay, then strike all that stuff. The Late Show with me, Stephen Colbert, tonight on CBS.
The Late Show with Stephen Colbert, followed by The Late Late Show with James Corden, tonight, only CBS.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't take on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-201-6435. Again, that's 800-201-6435. 800-201-6435.
Bears fan source for breaking Bears news. The best Bears experts. And the most comprehensive Bears coverage in town. Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios. Sports Radio 670 The Score. WSCR in HD Chicago. WJMK HD2 Chicago. The Score! Scoreboard update.
From the Score Update studio, I'm Chris Ranji. A big win for the Bears yesterday against the Rams in St. Louis, and head coach John Fox says that his quarterback, Jay Cutler, doing a terrific job handling this offense.
You know, they give you a variety of looks, a lot of pressure packages, and then to get us in and out of plays is very critical, and he studies extremely hard to get that done. I think our offensive staff have done a terrific job of managing that, and he's done a great job responding to it.
And the Bears now have a record of 4-5, getting a win against the team a lot of people picked them to lose to. Their next opponent is going to be the Denver Broncos. That's coming up Sunday. Peyton Manning, well, his status, he might not be available for that game. Adam Schefter earlier today reporting the quarterback has a plantar fascia tear in his foot, so not looking good for him. He did just come off one of his worst games ever as a pro. Saints head coach Sean Payton says today Rob Ryan is still his defensive coordinator, this despite rumors that he is on the verge of being fired. Elsewhere in football, Giants receiver Victor Cruz will have season-ending calf surgery, so he is done. Derrick Rose to play for the Bulls tonight, at least expected to. He's still dealing with some blurred vision, however. His coach Fred Hoiberg says that could last for several months. They've got the Pacers coming up tonight. They did shoot around earlier today at the Advocate Center. Again, Rose is expected to play. This update brought to you by Rose and Hyundai of Algonquin's model year-end sales event going on now. And Real-Time Sports in Elk Grove Village is your home for all the football action, college or pro. They show all the games on over 50 high-def TVs and large screen. Win a jersey during all Chicago pro games. And don't miss UFC Fight this Saturday. For more information, visit realtimesportsbar.com. 670 weather, cloudy, chance of rain, low of 49. Tomorrow, windy and some rain with a high in the upper 50s. I'm Chris Ranji, and you are listening to the home for the Chicago Cubs. Next season, every game will be heard right here on 670 The Score, Chicago's radio home for Cubs baseball.
This hour brought to you by Townstone Financial.
It's football. I mean, you tell somebody to put a helmet on and run head first into another speeding object just like that. Who does that for a living, let alone for fun? It's insanity.
Matt Bowen.
Laid out by Matt Bowen.
Seven-year NFL veteran.
It's a cruel world in the NFL.
Taking you inside the game.
We'll be in the backyard. We'll have 30-pack of Busch Light. You got to come by and check it out once. Cheers.
I kind of want to, actually. I might bring a bottle of wine, but...
You're not coming to the backyard with a bottle of wine. I'll tell you that right now.
Matt Bowen.
If you play this game for the wrong reasons, it gets dangerous real fast.
Matt Bowen with Boers and Bernstein on 670 The Score.
And at 205 on Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score, he is our Monday staple.
And he's on the Grossinger Lincolnwood Hotline. Find over 4,000 vehicles at grossingerdeals.com. You read his stuff and you hear him. He's a multimedia superstar. This guy is on Twitter at MattBowen41. He's a big part of our Bears Mondays. And, Matt, your guy Greg Williams got his ass kicked. I'll tell you that.
He did. He got outcoached by Adam Gase. There's no question about it. When you watch just the flow of that football game and how they set up Cutler in positive situations, how they use the run game, the play action, the bootleg, the screen game, the quick passing game. I mean, guys, you look at Miller's first touchdown. Okay, that's called a stick route. That's all it is. I mean, that is the most basic thing in the world. It's a stack look on both sides. The inside guy runs a little curl. The tight end, which is Miller, runs to the flat. Just get the ball out of your hands. Okay, get the ball out of your hands, Jay, and let someone make a play. That was kind of what you saw throughout the football game. In that situation, you get the ball out, Miller makes a catch, breaks one tackle. And when you break tackles against St. Louis, against the Greg Williams defense, it's time to strike up the band because they send so much pressure because they are so aggressive. They're not sitting back in quarters coverage, not sitting back in a lot of cover two throughout the course of a football game. They want to attack you. They want to try to dictate from the defensive side of the football. So how do you counter that? You do all those things we just talked about. When you pop a play, man, it goes quick. The same with the screen pass to Jeremy Lane.
I was going to say, it happened again to him, yeah.
Right, because if you look at that play, it's really a six-man pressure. They're blitzing six guys. And if you really look at it, someone has to account for the running back coming out of the backfield, right? Look how they set it up. Langford steps up inside, almost slides inside like he's blocking. What that tells me is the linebacker who's rushing, who's responsible for the back, says, look, he's blocking. That's called a rush to coverage technique or a green dog. Now I'm going. I'm going to go get the quarterback. Well, guess what? He's not blocking. He's coming out on the screen. Now you have Slauson out in front. You have Wilson blocking down the field. And that's where we saw that speed, that combine speed, that stopwatch speed to length. That's 4-4 player right there in the open field. Another excellent game for him. But overall, like you said, Dan, Adam Gase, I mean, if you're looking to hand out a trophy for the coach of this game, he gets that trophy.
Those two plays also showed me something, that when you have that kind of responsible, relentless downfield blocking, guys on the backside of a play finishing their blocks, it's one of the things that I like to look for midseason with an NFL team that tells me, do they care? Are they bought in? Are they practicing hard? Do they know their assignments? Are they willing to carry them out? That to me, what was really positive, not just that you got 80-yard touchdowns on those plays, but you saw guys caring and you saw guys who had been prepared to work hard and did. And I know people say, well, they're millionaires. They should be trying. You know what? I've seen teams where that stops, and this isn't one of them.
No, I agree. You're talking about doing the little things. And that's apparent, too, with Coach Fangio's defense as well. Okay, you're starting to see little things on both sides of football. Like you said, blocking downfield. On defense, you're not seeing the lopes. You're seeing guys run to the football. You're seeing players play within the system. You know, just do your role on that play. Okay, that means you're not getting the football on offense. Go down there and block. Okay, on defense, if it's a runaway, you still got to take the correct angle. You still got to play with eye discipline. You still have to track the football. Okay, you still have to fit up front. If you're a two-gap player up front, then stand up that offensive lineman. Allow those linebackers, like we saw yesterday, the guy like Shane McClellan, to run the football. Okay, it's the little things that they're doing on both sides of the ball that is reflective of a coaching staff, and more importantly, a team that's buying into the coaching staff. And I think that's really the key, the discussion about this team right now, because they're 4-5, okay? You don't know where this team's going to end up. But if you're in terms of looking where the arrow was pointing, it's starting to point up because I think guys are buying in. They're having fun playing for this coaching staff. They obviously like coming to work, and they are improving as a football team. Because remember last week, everyone said, oh, well, it was San Diego. Well, you know what? They played against one of the better defenses in the NFL on Sunday. They really did. I know offensively you're going against Nick Foles. You know, Nick Foles is very slow with his eyes. His process is slow. You can see why Chip Kelly traded. Okay, he wanted a quarterback that can get the ball out quickly. Okay, that's why he brought in Sam Bradford. It was the best he can get at that point in time. But Nick Foles, when he's playing in a pro-style system like you do with Coach Fisher, man, he's slow with the football. And that allowed those defensive backs to say, look, we're going to challenge receivers today. We're going to sit on those curl routes. We're not going to give them a big cushion. We're going to go try to get our hands on the football. And those guys were all over the field on third down, driving down hills, and impacting the route. That's what you'd like to see. But overall, this team, I mean, this is a team you want to play for. If I'm an active player right now, I look at the Bears and say, man, you know, what are they doing up there at House Hall? Because those guys look like they're having fun playing the game.
You know, it's interesting because a lot of the road teams succeeded to a high level, but I think 7 road teams won yesterday, which I don't know how often that happens in the NFL. But you always wait, Matt, and you just touched on it there talking about Nick Foles. You always wait for that team to come back at you. You're in their place. You've had a great first half. You had a lot of things going your way, but generally somebody comes back. You can't come back at anybody with Nick Foles. I mean, as an old defensive back, you got to love that whole thing. I mean, that gives you time. It gives you everything you need to get back and cover that guy. Everything you want, speed-wise and technique-wise, he gives you plenty of time to get there.
He does. You know what's even better about that, Terry, is how they recovered from the first drive. You're watching the first drive of that football game yesterday. You say, oh, man, this is not good.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
The Bears didn't tackle on defense. Or I just thought it was terrible. I mean, they're running play action. Guys are wide open. Okay? But as the game progressed, as it became more settled within the game plan, within the flow of the game, it started with defending the run. I mean, they limited Todd Gurley. No one's limited Todd Gurley this year. No one has. And that allowed those defensive backs. Now you're saying to Nick Foles, look, hey, man, it's third and long again. And we don't have great receivers. You got to make a play for it. The Bears know that. I mean, they're professional guys. They know what's going on. So they're going to sit harder and challenge guys. So it was really a team effort on the defensive side of the ball. It really was. That front line, the linebacker defending the run, and the secondary saying, look, we are better than you today. Okay, the Bears haven't been able to say that a lot this year in terms of true matchups. But yesterday, they really were in the secondary. And Porter and Fuller continued to improve every week.
When you mentioned the front line on defense, even though you don't have a lot of outside of the occasional sack, you're not seeing, you know, Aaron Donald-type spectacular stuff.
Right.
But I found it interesting. It was one of their coaches, it might have been the defensive line coach, Fangio, who mentioned that a coaching point throughout the week was even if you're blocked against these guys, to make sure that you, against Gurley, that you hold your gap. You hold the point of attack, even if you're not getting through the gap. You know, it's sort of different than what we're used to with a one-gap defense in a 40-front under Lovie Smith, where it was always turn that shoulder, rip through the gap, get up the field. And here the coaching point was crowd the gap, allow the next wave behind you to get in there. Don't make yourself smaller. Don't try to make your actual profile toward the ball carrier anything smaller than the full size of your shoulder width. And I thought that was very cool and very different than the stuff we've heard here in years past.
Right. And you're even talking about if it's a stalemate. Okay, not if you collision that offensive lineman at the line of scrimmage, it's a stalemate. Just hold your gap there. Okay, and I think why they did that, Dan, is if you watch Gurley on tape, you watch him on that first touchdown run yesterday. I mean, this guy is so rare. I think he is like Adrian Peterson. We talk about his size and his ability to accelerate up the field. I haven't seen many players like that. But he hits the hole so hard, and that's where his explosive plays have come this season. He hits that second level, and he's gone. Because now he's running through arm tackles. Now he's running through DBs that don't really want to tackle him at top speed. Okay, but they didn't allow him to get to that. And what you do when you hold your gap is you force running backs who are used to hitting the hole. Now they have to hesitate. Now they have to make change of direction moves. Now they have to work laterally to the line of scrimmage. And when you do that, that changes the flow of the game.
Here's the quote, Matt.
How you attack the running game.
This is the exact quote. This is Dan Wiederer's piece in the Tribune here. He quotes Jarvis Jenkins. The biggest thing, honestly, was hitting blocks and staying square. The defensive line coach, Jay Rogers, has said, preached all week, we can't give up those seams. If you're on a double team, stay on it. Don't try to get sideways or lateral. Stay square. Make a wall. The outside guys will come in.
Yeah, it's great because, and I love hearing that because that's a basic fundamental of defensive football. I don't care if you're a defensive lineman, a two-gap technique, and the A-gap or the B-gap. A linebacker taking on a block or a defensive back in coverage. If you stay square and your shoulders are square and you're in a football position and you can use your hands at all three levels of the game, you're going to win a lot. You're going to win a lot. And sometimes it's not really that complicated. But that goes back to the coach. We were just talking about players buying in. Coach tells you to do that, then you do it.
Yep.
Then you do it. That's what the coach wants, and you do it. He said, look, this is going to help us at all three levels. We're going to limit this running game, and now we're going to tell a quarterback who doesn't have a great skill set and doesn't have a lot of talent outside the wide receiver position that he's going to beat us, and we're going to trust our DBs in third line. It's exactly what they did. When it comes down to core fundamentals and technique and the defensive side of the ball, I don't care if we're talking about high school or the pros, you do that stuff, and 11 guys are doing it, you're going to have a chance.
Yeah, whatever it is, you know, you could see from day one this team bought in and didn't stray from what John Fox and these guys wanted that I've seen, even in the tough times when they looked awful or they struggled, Matt. I did not see them kind of hanging their heads and give it up. I mean, I just saw the same kind of effort being given and the same kind of, you know, thing during the week and then a good effort on a Sunday or Monday or whatever. They did not. Like some Bears teams in the past, I've just sort of liked the, I don't think we can do this anymore. And they did not, they have not lost it for a second this season.
No, they haven't. And you hope the next step is, and this kind of this overall progression from the defensive outlook is now the impact plays will come. You know, Willie Young had a nice interception yesterday, dropped into the throwing lane. Shane McClellan had a nice strip on the football. Now you're saying, okay, if we can get 11 guys doing that thing, buying into the system, the next step for us has got to be those impact plays. I always talk about the secondary, you know that, but you saw two impact plays from the front seven yesterday. Can you get more of that? Can it transition now to the secondary where you got defensive backs driving the ball and finishing plays? Maybe yesterday, like we saw, there were passes broken up. You know, get your hand in there, playing the pocket, getting the ball out, winning on third downs. That's a huge thing in football. But take one more step and make the interception.
Yeah,
now
you're
talking about defense can play with everyone.
Can you tell how much of that is Nick Foles and his bad eyes and slow delivery allowing guys to get a step on the play, or how much is actual improvement, anticipation, them getting better?
There's no question their technique has improved. You always have to look at the opponent. You always have to look at the opponent. I mean, if you're playing Carson Palmer yesterday, and I think Arizona might be the best team in the NFC right now, you're playing Carson Palmer, it's going to change a little bit. There's no doubt about that and the skilled players they have. But it's always based on the matchup. That's all you can do is look at the matchup you have every Sunday. And they play with better technique. They play with better eye discipline in the secondary after that first series. And they started making some plays. Plays on the football, finishing on plays in the football. Like I said, not one more step to get that pick. But yeah, you got to say they're improving. There's no question about it. And what happens I mean, that's good football. I mean, if you have an opponent you can take advantage of, you're crazy not to do it. You're crazy not to sit in those routes. You're crazy not to shorten your depth. And say, look, I can play this guy. I can challenge him more. I know what I can do in this situation because of the personnel I'm playing against, and that's smart football.
What would you do about Mark Mariani and his issues? Because in my book, if you are going to be a return man, you can either be a sure-handed, terrific decision-maker, or you can be an explosive, sudden playmaker who's a touchdown waiting to happen, but you have to be one or the other, and right now he's neither.
Yeah, I would replace him. I'm just being honest. I mean, you're a 4-5 team. The arrow's pointing up. You need to get better at special teams. You need to get better in the return game. And he hasn't done enough this year. Another question is who becomes that guy. It's probably not in this roster. I mean, tomorrow at House Hall, you should have 10 to 15 guys in there for a workout. Returning kicks, auditioning for the coaching staff, the scouts, the general manager, all that good stuff. But I would look to make a move there. You have to get better there. And this isn't a little league where you say, okay, we'll get better next time. I mean, you've had many chances, and that's the thing. We're not talking about one game here. You've had an entire season to do this, plus the preseason. You have to be more consistent. You just have to be more consistent. You have to be productive. I always said as a returner, the best thing you can do is get 10 yards. 10 yards every time. That's a free first down. One more first down, the offense now does not have to get because you advanced the football. Ball security is obviously going to be number one, but can you get a guy that averages 10-plus yards in returns? That's all you really want. I don't ever want to see those impact plays, those big returns. But can you be consistent enough where the ball is kicked, you don't have to worry? So I think right now, if you're the Bears looking at your special teams and that ball is kicked off, you don't know what you're going to get.
Hold your breath.
Very negative. That's a negative feeling to have.
Yeah, and you, by the way, speaking of coaching, holy crap, this IC thing, this is a runaway train. There's no stopping. I've scouted 3A. There's no stopping this team. I mean, Princeton, that's actually Princeton, ladies and gentlemen. That's the school. That's not a high school. It's actually Princeton.
Maybe it's the university.
They beat the university.
Well, they are the Tigers.
They are the Princeton Tigers, and what happened to them?
Yeah, how was the trip, actually? What was the whole experience like?
It was awesome. I mean, because it's a small town, and I'll tell you, it was one of the coolest experiences I've had in football because everyone was there. I mean, there was a huge crowd there. They had people tailgating out in the parking lot, pounding beers before the game. I mean, it was awesome. It was really cool. So, great environment. They're a good football team. They're 12-0. But we ran the ball. We were outstanding on defense in the second half. The final was 37-12. And now we get Bishop McNamara. That's the only team that beat us. And I'll tell you what, Bishop McNamara has always been a Catholic power.
Mm-hmm.
Down in Kankakee. We get him at our place Saturday afternoon at 4. But, I mean, they're loaded. They got Division I talent, a wide receiver, and a running back. They have a very, very good football team. They've always been tough up front. So, I mean, this is a game. Like I'm going to tell the guys today, this is why you play high school football. Be in a situation like this, state semifinals, you're in the Final Four. There are only four teams left in 3A. You're one step away from going to DeKalb and playing for the state title. And you're going to play probably the best game you're ever going to play. This is the game. This is the game that everyone's going to talk about this school for a long time. So let's go out there and compete and have a good time.
Go get them, Coach.
What was the score the first time that you played them?
I think it was 49-35. They got us. I mean, they out here.
Oh.
They got us.
I can't have that.
No, we have to play better. We're a better team. And, but so are they. So, hey, we'll see what happens on Saturday.
Thanks, Matt.
Love you, Matt.
All right, guys. Thank you.
Matt Bowen, part of our Bears Mondays, and that's what this is. And I understand there is reason, big picture. I don't know about short term this year and having some sort of second half miracle, but big picture, there's reasonable optimism warranted, I think.
Hey, Dan Weider just tweeted out that Peyton Manning is out versus the Bears.
All right, it's Brock Osweiler time.
That actually helps.
That helps the Broncos.
Yeah, that helps the Broncos. Yeah,
sure does.
Peyton's, oh, God, awful. Is who?
Is he done?
Well, yeah, this is it.
Like, over.
Over.
He has to be.
Over. He got his record yesterday, right. And that's it. You can't. You're the one who told me that injury's bad, doctor.
Well, it can be.
Well, after you watch him, I don't care. Pick a game. Can you play him again?
And you know what that becomes then?
What does it become?
This is at least you know what? When we come back, I've got an all-time list of great quarterbacks' last games. And we'll see where Peyton Manning's performance is in the pantheon of great quarterbacks' last games, of Hall of Fame quarterbacks, and how they fared in their final time on the field.
I think 35 passing yards and 4 interceptions, bad.
See, that's
I'm going to go out on a limb here. This is why I'm a football mind.
That's why you're Dr. Football. Bors and Bernstein, 312-644-6767. You got the score.
Brad Osweiler.
Tonight, join Score hockey guy Jay Zawoski and Blackhawks goaltender Scott Darling at the Junction at Union Station from 7 to 8:30 for the 2015 Bud Light on the Glass Hockey Night Series. Stop by and meet the Ice Girls and enter to win Blackhawks tickets in the Bud Light Legends Lounge. Brought to you by Bud Light, the official beer of the Chicago Blackhawks. Transportation provided by Atlantis Limousines.
This is Jim Rome with the CBS Sports Minute. Quick question, is it safe to come out yet? Is Peyton Manning off the field yet? Because I really don't want to watch a Hall of Famer stumbling around looking that bad. Nobody needs to see that. Watching 18 waddle out there onto the field and throw some jump balls to the defense felt like watching a terrible car wreck. By the time old 18 had thrown that fourth interception, I was actually hoping that the broadcast would cut away from the action. You know, like when some moron runs on the field? Only in this case, it wasn't a moron. It was the NFL's all-time leading passer. And now there's a report that he's got a torn plantar fascia in his right foot and that he was already dealing with plantar fasciitis. Look, I'm no doctor, but the fact is, he went out there. If you can play, nobody wants to hear your excuses when you don't get it done. If you can't play, then you shouldn't be out there. Better to leave a little too early than to stay a little bit too long, and nobody wants to remember one of the game's best looking like this. I'm Jim Rome.
Come out for the Miller Lite's Best Seat in the House Monday Night Football Party at Buffalo Wild Wings in Crystal Lake and Hoffman Estates, starting at 7:30 p.m. Register for a chance to sit front and center in a custom exhibit leather recliner for the game. You'll also receive $100 in free food for you and your friends, and you'll be qualified for the Ultimate Fan Cave Prize Pack that includes the recliner and a 50-inch HD TV. Plus, win tons of other prizes. Buffalo Wild Wings. Wings, beer, sports. Must be 21 to enter and present to win.
Attention diabetics. Is your blood sugar out of control? Nobedi's may help dramatically lower your blood sugar.
My name is Kirsten. I'm a type 1 diabetic, and while taking Nobedi's, my blood sugar levels dropped from 295 to 115 in just one day. I love Nobedi's because it's an all-natural product, and it works.
While Nobedi's isn't intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease, it's helped lower many diabetics' blood sugar. Call now for two free bottles. Just pay shipping and handling. 800-476-8198. That's 800-476-8198.
Everybody needs a dentist they can trust. But how do you find one? Calling Dental Referral right now is the best way to find a dentist, period. Confused about which dentist accepts your insurance? Worried about going to a dentist you've never heard of? Dental Referral checks member dentist licenses and collects verified patient reviews. Our call center is open right now, and the call is free at 855-780-6970. We can even get you same-day appointments, but you must call now. 855-780-6970.
Listen up, America. The price of life insurance has gone down 60% over the last 15 years. Many Americans know they need it, and some that have life insurance know they don't have enough. How would your family get by without you? Find out how easy it is to protect the ones you love. The quote is free, and there are no obligations. Call Listen Up America now, 1-800-671-2632. 1-800-671-2632. That's 1-800-671-2632. 1-800-671-2632.
Hi there, radio listeners. I'm Stephen Colbert, and I want you to know that as the host of The Late Show on CBS, I'll be doing commercial-free Tuesdays. And hold on. What? Okay, I'm being told that Tuesdays will, in fact, have many commercials, maybe even more. Okay, then strike all that stuff. The Late Show with me, Stephen Colbert, tonight on CBS.
The Late Show with Stephen Colbert, followed by The Late Late Show with James Corden, tonight, only CBS.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't take on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-201-6435. Again, that's 800-201-6435. 800-201-6435.
Hey mom, how'd you like to forget having to work like crazy just to make someone else rich? Earn great money from home so you can have the freedom to be the mom you want to be.
I'm a single mom, and when I found this opportunity, I was able to make $1,200 part-time my first month, fire my boss, and now work from home full-time around my kids.
Get free information from the Moms Business Network today. Just go to income10.com to learn how. That's income10.com. You can start earning great money as soon as next week. income10.com.
When our water heater broke down last month, it took 5 hours for the plumber to show up, and he charged us a couple of $100 just to come out. Then it cost another $1,800 to put in the new water heater. I felt like I'd been taken. But what else could I do?
The smartest thing you can do is get a home warranty from American Residential Warranty. Their home warranties pay to repair or replace all your major appliances when they break. Just call 877-207-4183. That's 877-207-4183.
Health Markets Insurance Agency is a DBA or assumed name of Insphere Insurance Solutions Incorporated, licensed insurance agency in all states. Not all agents are licensed to sell all products. Service availability varies by state.
An important message for Americans eligible for Medicare. The annual enrollment period is now open. Health Markets Insurance Agency can help you find the right plan for you with one simple free phone call. The deadline is December 7th. Call now, 800-307-9051. 800-307-9051. 800-307-9051.
Are you paying too much for auto insurance or looking for coverage? Do you know which insurance company has the lowest rates? Call We Speak Insurance now, and instead of searching through hundreds of insurance companies, let us do the work for you and match you with the one company that meets your auto insurance needs. Best of all, our service is free. Call 800-675-5208. 800-675-5208. That's 800-675-5208. 800-675-5208.
This is an important medical alert for anyone suffering from back or knee pain. If you or a loved one suffers from back or knee pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, relief is now a phone call away. If you have Medicare, you may immediately qualify to receive your back or knee brace at little or no cost. We also have braces available for shoulders, ankles, and wrists. The call is free and there is no obligation. Call Pain Management Specialists at 888-302-3308. That's 888-302-3308.
Hi, I'm Scott Jusim of OMG Tax. Did you know the IRS may allow you not to pay your tax debt? You heard me right. You may be a candidate for the non-collectible status. Call OMG Tax today to see if your debt can be deemed non-collectible. Call us today so that we can knock all your tax problems out of the park.
Call 1-800-990-4577. That's 1-800-990-4577. 1-800-990-4577. 1-800-990-4577.
Listen up, America. The price of life insurance has gone down 60% over the last 15 years. Many Americans know they need it, and some that have life insurance know they don't have enough. How would your family get by without you? Find out how easy it is to protect the ones you love. The quote is free, and there are no obligations. Call Listen Up America now, 1-800-671-2632. 1-800-671-2632. That's 1-800-671-2632. 1-800-671-2632.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station. Scoreboard Update.
From the Score Update studio, I'm Chris Rongier. A decisive victory for the Bears in St. Louis yesterday gives them a 4-5 overall record. So how does head coach John Fox evaluate a win like that?
Evaluate it. You know, what they're being asked of, whether it's offense, defense, or the kicking game. You know, what snap, the whistle, the effort, the execution, the what to do, how to do.
Well, up next, the Bears will take on Denver. Broncos coach Gary Kubiak announcing today that Peyton Manning will not play on Sunday. He's got a torn plantar fascia. Brock Osweiler will get the start in his place. And Broncos safety T.J. Ward is expected to be fined for a hit to the helmet on Jeremy Maclin yesterday. He is not going to be suspended, however. Elsewhere, Saints defensive coordinator Rob Ryan still apparently has his job. Head coach Sean Payton today says that Ryan is part of the coaching staff, this despite reports that he's going to be fired. And the Bulls getting ready for their Pacers game tonight at the United Center. They had shoot-around earlier. Derrick Rose still expected to play, but still dealing with the blurred vision. This update brought to you by Del Frisco's Steakhouse. And breaking news on the Score is brought to you by Rosen Hyundai of Algonquin's model year-end sales event. I'm Chris Rongier, and you are listening to the home for the Chicago Cubs. Next season, every game will be heard on 670 The Score, Chicago's radio home for Cubs baseball. Hi.
Hello there.
Well, who's here?
What are we supposed to do? I know we're supposed to talk, but...
That's the boss is here. Yeah. Oh!
All right, so I told you I had this list. And by the way, I'm doing this now. We've opened the phone lines at a Bears Monday, so feel free. I know there's a lot of thoughts out there. And boy, some of the calls in the postgame show, and Lawrence took one that was just from another planet. But
really?
312-644-6767, if you want to jump in. So if indeed that was Peyton Manning's last game...
I'd bet on it.
That is... by far, as you can imagine, the worst last game by any great or near great quarterback. Because Scott from Davenport did this list. And this was going down the list, not all Hall of Famers, but it was quarterbacks ranked in terms of career passing yards, obviously not including active quarterbacks outside of Manning. And that's why there's a lot of big names on here. And some others have just piled up a ton of yards, like Vinny Testaverde and Drew Bledsoe and Kerry Collins and McNabb and Dave Craig and some of these other, a lot of familiar names here. So Peyton Manning completed 5 of 20 passes for 35 yards, no touchdowns, 4 interceptions.
And a zero.
An average yards per attempt of -7.3. The next worst final game by a quarterback anywhere close to this level. And, you know, as I say great or near great, because these are all either great or near great. On December 22nd of 1974, Sonny Jurgensen played in his last game against the Rams.
The belly, yep.
He was 6 of 12 for 78 yards, no touchdowns, and 3 interceptions. His rating was 31.2.
Yeah.
Okay, so that was one. But that is, you should remember the next worst. And I will tell you, it was a rate. I remember watching this game. This guy, and obviously Manning is just by a mile. It's a zero rating.
Yeah, you can't. That's hard to beat.
So Sonny Jurgensen was the show horse. The guy that placed had a rating of 17 in this game. He was 16 of 40 for 203 yards, no touchdowns, and four interceptions. This was October 10th, 1977.
Wow.
Believe it or not, he was only 34 years old. I remembered him as much older, and I know there's some hard miles there. At least Sonny Jurgensen was 40.
Yeah, he had a lot of hard miles on him, too,
he
though.
He did, but this guy was only 34, 1977. Of those four interceptions, one was by Doug Buffon, one was by Gary Fensick, and two were made by Doug Plank.
Joe Namath.
That was Joe Namath's last game, a rating of 17. So it's that record. If, in fact, Peyton Manning is done, and that was his last game, that is whom he has surpassed. Now you ask, who did the best, perhaps, on this?
Yes.
There are four final games.
You know something, actually, in truth, and I got in this argument with somebody, and it wasn't on the air, but I thought Namath always sucked.
Oh, he did. No, we've been through the numbers.
Yeah, we've been through it, but others don't disagree with me.
He was very, very famous and generally quite bad. Yes.
Yeah, quite bad. Mm-hmm.
So of this list, you say, who had the best final
game based
on passer efficiency rating? And I can tell you there are four who topped 100. Terry Bradshaw was extremely efficient at age 35 on December 10th of 1983. Nice wheels, Tanny. He only threw eight passes, but he completed five of them for 77 yards and two touchdowns. So that was a very efficient rating of 133.9. Len Dawson, at age 40, on December 7th, 1975, he celebrated Pearl Harbor Day with a 14 of 20 performance, 154 yards and a touchdown, no picks, and a rating of 109.2. Boomer Esiason, December 21st, 1977, at age 36, was 21 of 34 for 254 yards, two scores, no picks. 104.3 was his rating.
Any guesses here? Can we take guesses?
Yeah, go ahead, Maddie.
My initial thought was John Elway.
In John Elway's last game, he had a 99.2 rating at age 38.
So was he sixth then? Sixth, seventh? What is that list?
Yeah, right there. Because Favre had a 99.1.
I'd like to start out this press conference with a thank you to John Elway, or John Elway, John Fox.
That's all you wanted. That's the only reason you wanted
that was my, I had no idea that was planned. That was my guess. And by the way, I had Joe Namath correct as well. I thought I had my
guess. Yeah,
Terry Bradshaw, Len Dawson, Boomer Esiason. Who do you think had the fourth best final game on this list? He was 26 of 37. For 314 yards, two touchdowns, and one interception, and it was December 31st, 1994.
It wasn't Montana, was it?
It was Joe Montana. It was 102.8. And there were some other bad. The fourth worst was Warren Moon at age 44.
Yeah, jeez, I think I was going to say Warren was really struggling in the latter day when he's in his 40s.
Yeah, if you're looking at the oldest quarterbacks on this list, Warren Moon was 44, as was Vinny Testaverde.
Yeah, Vinny hung around forever. He liked it.
Yeah, he's sort of off the books here because he didn't have a rating because he didn't throw a pass. I don't know what happened in that game. He didn't register. So did they just put him out there, or did he... Was he a holder or something?
Is it possible
he got on the box score? Because Vinny Testaverde didn't really do anything, so he doesn't show up with any rating. But he was 2007, and old Vinny was still going at 44.
Ah, one of those old classic backups that we just don't have. Mm-hmm. We just don't have them. We have kids, and we have a few of them that you just wonder why they stuck around, and they stuck around because they were bad backups.
Yeah, I mean, Johnny Unitas threw one pass in his final game. And he completed it for 7 yards. So he ended up with a 95.8 rating. Dave Craig was one of two passing in his final game. You know, Troy Aikman, 2 of 3, that some of these guys.
How old was Aikman when he quit? He was concussed about 8 times.
I think 11, right? Yeah, how old do you think because sometimes we're skewed by time here. How old do you think Troy Aikman was?
36.
34, just like Namath.
Okay, yeah, because he was, you know, I mean, if I'm him, I'm worried these days.
He's not. He doesn't like talking about it.
I know, but I know he doesn't. I've seen
him. He says he has not been affected by it.
Well, you know, there's a lot of guys that haven't been affected by it at his age.
See, and I thought the guy that we're going to be hearing with the Iron Eagle calling this week's Bears game, Dan Fouts, I thought he was older than 36 when he was done, but he just always looked older, right?
Yeah.
He just was a guy who because...
How was his last game for the big man?
Dan Fouts in his last game was 22 of 37 for 257 yards, no touchdowns, and 3 picks for a rating of 46.8. Bam. So, bad.
Better than Manning.
There's a lot better than Manning.
Hey, did you catch 60 Minutes last night, the segment they had on CTE?
Oh, I did.
I did not.
Ed Reed was one of the...
was great.
He was great.
Ed Reed was great.
I'm trying to track him down. I'd like to get him on. He was great, and he was asked if they could come up with a test to determine if you have CTE while you're alive. Would he want that test done as a football player? And he said, absolutely not.
I get it.
Yeah, he goes, I would want to know until the day I retire. Because I'm not walking away from the game, don't want to know.
And that test will come within the next 5 to 10
five
years.
5 to 10 years, they say.
What do you think?
There's some competing teams. You got the UCLA group, and there's another group.
Well, the guy in North Carolina is the one they had on that was featured in the segment. Mm-hmm. It was really
Roger Goodell said the safest the game has ever been.
It's just a flat-out lie. It's a complete
safest
lie.
Safest the game. Is that right, Maddie? Is that what he said? The safest the game has ever been.
Yeah, they talked about the $30 million they've given to Boston U for the research and studies. Yep. And
he's quite proud of himself,
actually. Were like, you know, what happens if it comes back and it's not good news for you? And, well, it's not going to be good news, but he was like, well, we just want to know facts and
puffy
get information.
Chested.
And of course he was. Right. The owners put him out there
to
say all this.
Yeah, but see, that ass-face enemy of the people, you can't.
But I loved Ed Reed, though, Terry. He was great.
Oh, Ed Reed really, was really terrific.
Well, that's sort of like the genetic testing. People ask you if right now you could find out your level of probability based on your genetics of getting any possible disease, would you want to know?
No. Oh, I would, yeah. But I get it for a football player because, millions and millions and you're walking away from it.
No.
I get it from their perspective.
No, but I wouldn't want to know.
I wouldn't either.
If somebody right now said, look, we'll give you your genetic probability, your predisposition.
Why wouldn't you want to know? I would want to know. So if there's something I could do different or something in my lifestyle I could change, or sure, I would do that. It's not playing a game for millions of dollars and beating my head against the wall.
I wouldn't be able to eat anything. I wouldn't be able to drink.
Well, because you're an idiot, though. That's the thing.
He is an idiot.
And you're a hypochondriac, so both you guys, you guys, of course.
All right, I'm going to do this, and I'm gonna give out the number. We need to take a timeout, but 312-644-6767. We've got a little bit of Bears optimism.
We got Bears red hot.
The NFC blows, and the Bears have games they can win here.
And what direction are the Packers going?
Down. Bad. You lost to the Lions, a team that was trying to lose.
They did the best they could.
They tried the Lions all over that game. They gave you that opening. But here we go. This is a Bears Monday, and it wouldn't be a Bears Monday without your phone calls and input.
Time to do it.
Let's do it. You got the score.
One of Chicago's most legendary teams now partners with 670 The Score, the new official play-by-play home for Cubs baseball on the radio.
I wish all of you could be right here at this moment. Unbelievable atmosphere.
Listen to every game here starting in spring of 2016 on Sports Radio 670 The Score, your new radio home for Cubs baseball.
Hey, sports fans, meet Chris Bryant, Rizzo, Butkus, Favre, and more at the Fanatics Authentic Sports Spectacular, November 20th through 22nd at the Donald E. Stevens Convention Center. Over 90 superstar athletes, including Pele and Pujols, with 300 vendors selling sports memorabilia and trading cards. Tickets on sale now. Visit Fanatics Authentic.
It's a serious problem for many men, but in case certain authorities or children are listening, we can't say what it is. Instead, we'll tell a story about pitching a tent. Young Johnny used to pitch a tent with even the slightest breeze. But as he got older, things changed. He struggled to keep that tent up no matter how hard he or an appealing partner tried. He took Viagra, Cialis, and still had issues. And his camping life suffered. Until he heard about a guaranteed treatment from a clinic here in Chicago. New Mail Medical Center. With a custom blend of FDA-approved medications, no surgery involved, New Mail Medical helped Johnny pitch, keep it up, and enjoy timely camping like never before. New Mail can not only help you get your tent up, but prevent you from pitching too fast. Call 847-852-4144. That's 847-852-4144. If you don't respond to the medication on the first visit, that visit is free. For more info, visit numale.com. That's numale.com.
What's better than all pumpkin everything? Everything you need on GoPhone from AT&T. It gives you unlimited talk, text, and data usage with the first 1.5 gigabytes at high speed. Plus, it's only $40 a month after a $5 auto refill discount. AT&T, mobilizing your world.
First payment is $45. $5 discount applied to monthly rate plan charge upon enrollment and auto refill. After first 1.5 gigabytes, get data speeds up to 128 kilobytes per second. Additional charges and restrictions apply. See store for details.
It's time to beat the clock at Woodfield Nissan. You don't need to wait for Black Friday to get special doorbuster pricing. Now through November 30th, get doorbuster pricing on many new Nissans. Woodfield Nissan knows what it takes to be the number one volume Nissan dealer in the Midwest. They have to offer their lowest Nissan prices. That's why now through November 30th, you can buy a 2015 Nissan Altima. Doorbuster price for just $15,995. Or the new 2015 Nissan Sentra. Doorbuster price just $13,995. Or get 0% APR financing for 72 months on every new Nissan in stock. Every Nissan model now interest-free for 6 years. This is your chance to save big during the Black Friday sales event going on now at Woodfield Nissan at Higgins and Gulf, the Midwest number one volume Nissan dealer, 1 mile west of the Woodfield Shopping Mall. Save time and money and choose from nearly 1,000 Nissans at WoodfieldNissan.com. Prices plus TTNL. This is pre-driven stock number 35-1904A for Altima and P83-40% for 0% APR. $13.89 per month for 1,000 borrowed and is a dealer buy-down rate not to exceed $10,000 to qualified buyers.
Hi, I'm Joan London, and if you're worried about your parent or a loved one living alone like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service. With one phone call, you'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information. It's a free service, so call now.
1-800-375-5418. That's 1-800-375-5418.
It's gonna be one of those nights. Your weekend starts with Thursday Night Football on NFL Network. You'll be there for the big-time showdowns and bitter rivals. Ground and pound and pass happy. Memories are made. Legends live on. Up-and-comers break out. Stars shine bright. Prime-time matchups. It's all here. Thursday Night Football on NFL Network. Night-night.
Do you need vision insurance because you're retired or your employer doesn't offer vision insurance? VSP Direct provides affordable individual vision plans direct to you. You'll see great savings and experience the lowest out-of-pocket cost in vision care. VSP Direct covers an eye exam, glasses, contacts, and more. Call 855-401-1432 to start your path to better vision. That's 855-401-1432. This coverage has exclusions and limitations. Call VSP Direct for details.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom155.com. That's freedom, the number 155.com. Go to freedom155.com and start earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom155.com right now and change your life today.
Hi there, radio listeners. I'm Stephen Colbert, and I want you to know that as the host of The Late Show on CBS, I'll be doing commercial-free Tuesdays. And hold on. What? Okay, I'm being told that Tuesdays will, in fact, have many commercials, maybe even more. Okay, then strike all that stuff. The Late Show with me, Stephen Colbert, tonight on CBS.
The Late Show with Stephen Colbert, followed by The Late Late Show with James Corden, tonight, only CBS.
Number 3030.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
I told the team that this week Peyton is not going to play, that Brock is going to play this week, and all of our full attention is going to be to getting Peyton back and healthy. And so as we, as I walk out of there and I'm here with you guys, that decision has been made. I know that's the best decision for him, for us to get him back and healthy. And we need to know where we're heading this week with Brock and get our football team ready to play Chicago.
Yeah, very contrite Gary Kubiak, who...
Gary Kubiak.
He realized that he sort of let the name and the legacy and the fame and the size and the footprint dictate a football decision, and that's stupid, and that's what a coach is supposed to not do.
Correct.
312-644-6767. We said we were going to do it. Let's do it. Let's take Bears Monday calls starting in Rockford. This is Joel on the Score. Hello, Joel.
Hey, guys. Happy Bears Monday. How you doing today?
So far, so good.
Yeah,
absolutely. You know, I have several friends that have a really difficult time accepting the concept that Jay Cutler is truly getting better and that they maybe can start to trust him. And, you know, I was kind of curious a year ago, and I looked at a comparison between Cutler and, forgive me, John Elway. And it's interesting that the first 12 years of John Elway's career, he had a 75 quarterback rating. And in the last 4 years, he was in the 90s. And it was interesting, obviously, too, we know that he got Mike Shanahan in there and the team around him got so much better. And maybe,
well, they were a running team. They became a run-first team.
Absolutely. They became a run-first team, and Elway started playing a lot better, and I'm just kind of hoping that maybe Cutler can be the same.
Yeah, you can't compare across eras, though. I mean,
it's a different
sport. It's convenient to do it that way, but now if you start looking at average passer efficiency...
Three Super Bowls in there, weren't there, while he was a 75 quarterback?
But you look at what the expected passer efficiency rating is now, and what your...
That's why it's hard, Joel.
And what your completion rate has to be effective and competitive now, it's has changed completely. And that's so, even if we were talking about, we're looking at some of these historic names, Elway and Montana.
Yeah, Joel, if you see somebody now, if you see a quarterback, say you like a guy, and his, forget about everything else, the quarterback rating, forget all, screw all that just for a second, and you looked and see that he's completing less than 60% of his passes, I'm not interested.
Well, that's like Cam Newton.
Yeah, not interested.
That's what we talk about when we're seeing these Cam Newton numbers, that if, years ago, he'd be phenomenal.
Be phenomenal.
Leo in Naperville is next on the Score. Hi, Leo.
How's it going?
Leo!
This team has really kind of played with my psyche this year.
Yes.
And it got to the point where yesterday I texted my friends, and remind you that we decided at the beginning of the year not to go to any Bear games because of the talent on the squad. I texted them and I said, 11-5 might not be out of the possibility.
Ooh.
Whoa.
You're right.
Now, let me ask you, when exactly did you send this text?
Right after I think I heard Jiggets on the post game. But no, I'm just looking at the schedule, and I'm like, there isn't a game where you're looking at it's sure loss. I mean, and that's the strength of the coordination right now.
You're absolutely right. And that includes this one next week against a team that looked like really good defense.
Yeah, thanks.
And that includes the Packers as well.
It's not just the coordination. It's the head coach, too.
Agreed.
He's annoying as hell, but he knows what he's doing. Why withhold the information from the public about Royal and McPhee and Forte? You told the Rams. What's with the pathological withholding of information? What's the advantage there? I don't understand the first motivation.
I don't think anybody does, to be honest with you.
What is the possible motivation? There's no competitive advantage.
This is all tricky.
To rock a rhyme that's right on time. I mean,
I don't think anybody knows. I really don't. There's no percentage in what he did. There's no sense to what he did, and yet he did it. And I didn't hear him talk about it at all today. I didn't hear anybody ask it. And I don't know if it was asked after the game yesterday either.
I don't think it was.
Probably not.
We're going to have Dan Wiederer on from the Tribune.
Yeah, we'll ask him.
Like
he's a good
5:30
reporter
today. And
he's a very good reporter.
He does an excellent job. Mm-hmm. I agree. And maybe he'll have that kind of information for us. But what we have coming up right now, just to say...
What'd you think of Wes Welker, by the way, coming out there in a daze?
Dazed and confused.
Wes, where are you at? I'm over here.
Yeah, the ball's over here.
There.
Well, it's Nick Foles, so maybe Wes was fine.
I would not. I tell you what, I would not come out of retirement if Nick Foles was my quarterback.
That's a great call.
Oh, Wes is accustomed to a little better quarterback play than that.
Yeah. Where'd that ball go, Nick?
I don't know.
What ball?
I don't know.
Oh, that ball? I don't know.
I don't know where it went. Thank you. See you. Love you. Are you okay? Well, the good news is he probably wasn't concussed again.
The Bears have the Broncos. Brock Osweiler's Broncos.
Yep.
Then Thanksgiving at the Packers.
Not exactly scaring people at Lambeau or anywhere else.
49ers?
Not scaring anybody anywhere.
Washington?
Ooh, Kirk Cousins.
Perfect. You like that.
Yep.
At Minnesota.
Tough one. It's a tough one.
Tampa, also 4-5. Right now, Jameis Winston playing well.
They can beat Tampa, though.
Yes, they can. Yeah, I agree. And then the Lions at home on January 3rd. That's going to be the one, the make or break. Do the Bears get in the playoffs to make a run on you?
Aren't they, when you look at it, aren't they kind of alive? They're not screaming that they're in it, but they're sort of in it anyway.
The NFC sucks.
Everybody's sort of coming back to you. Here they come. Where's the backers? I don't know where they've gone. You can't even get a kick the ball.
What is that?
What was that?
I put a good swing on it, man. It looked okay until it left his foot.
You take the guy who I think is the best quarterback in the game, and for he's looked like he's never played a down in his life these last couple of weeks. It's just got awful. Nobody's open. Nobody's getting open. And the Bears will see that too. Bears will see exactly what's happening to them. This coaching staff, they'll be well prepared. I don't care where the game is either.
Bears Monday rolls on after an update. 312-644-6767. Optimism flowing for the happiest 4-5 NFL city in the land. You have the score.
Bears on a roll. They beat the Rams. Mully here from the Mully and Hanley Show. Mornings 5 to 9. Yes, we're talking about the Bears' win over the Rams. The Long Brothers battling, but in the not-so-distant future, the Broncos await. Can John Fox keep his perfect record against the AFC West? Keep it here. We'll get you ready for the game. Sports Radio 6-7 to the score, 6-7 to the score.com. Chicago's home for...
Do you owe the IRS money? Has the IRS garnished your wages or put a lien against your house? The IRS has the power to make you pay back what they claim you owe and will stop at nothing to collect. There is a solution. Call Signature Tax now. Speak with our professionals and feel the weight of your tax burden lifted from your shoulders. Call now for your free and confidential analysis. 800-349-9770. Again, that's 800-349-9770. 800-349-9770.
Everybody needs a dentist they can trust. But how do you find one? Calling Dental Referral right now is the best way to find a dentist, period. Confused about which dentist accepts your insurance? Worried about going to a dentist you've never heard of? Dental Referral checks member dentist licenses and collects verified patient reviews. Our call center is open right now, and the call is free at 855-780-6970. We can even get you same-day appointments, but you must call now. 855-780-6970.
Attention diabetics. Is your blood sugar out of control? Nobedes may help dramatically lower your blood sugar.
My name is Kirsten. I'm a type 1 diabetic, and while taking Nobedes, my blood sugar levels dropped from 295 to 115 in just one day. I love Nobedes because it's an all-natural product, and it works.
While Nobedes isn't intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease, it's helped lower many diabetics' blood sugar. Call now for 2 free bottles. Just pay shipping and handling. 800-476-8198. That's 800-476-8198.
Hi, I'm Scott Yassim of OMG Tax. Did you know the IRS may allow you not to pay your tax debt? You heard me right. You may be a candidate for the non-collectible status. Call OMG Tax today to see if your debt can be deemed non-collectible. Call us today so that we can knock all your tax problems out of the park.
Call 1-800-990-4577. That's 1-800-990-4577. 1-800-990-4577. 1-800-990-4577.
It's going to be one of those nights. Your weekend starts with Thursday Night Football on NFL Network. You'll be there for the big-time showdowns and bitter rivals. Ground and pound and pass happy. Memories are made. Legends live on. Up-and-comers break out. Stars shine bright. Prime-time matchups. It's all here. Thursday Night Football on NFL Network. Night-night.
This is an important medical alert for anyone suffering from back or knee pain. If you or a loved one suffers from back or knee pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, relief is now a phone call away. If you have Medicare, you may immediately qualify to receive your back or knee brace at little or no cost. We also have braces available for shoulders, ankles, and wrists. The call is free and there is no obligation. Call Pain Management Specialists at 888-302-3308. That's 888-302-3308.
When our water heater broke down last month, it took 5 hours for the plumber to show up, and he charged us a couple of $100 just to come out. And then it cost another $1,800 to put in the new water heater. I felt like I'd been taken. But what else could I do?
The smartest thing you can do is get a home warranty from American Residential Warranty. Their home warranties pay to repair or replace all your major appliances when they break. Just call 877-207-4183. That's 877-207-4183.
Health Markets Insurance Agency is a DBA or assumed name of InSphere Insurance Solutions Incorporated, licensed insurance agency in all states. Not all agents are licensed to sell all products. Service availability varies by state.
An important message for Americans eligible for Medicare. The annual enrollment period is now open. Health Markets Insurance Agency can help you find the right plan for you with one simple free phone call. The deadline is December 7th. Call